China's science and technology minister, Wang Gang, has said in an interview with The Guardian that his country will almost definitely see the peak of its carbon emissions between 2030 and 2040. While this is not official government policy, it's very interesting that for the first time, such a senior figure has stated fairly categorically that the peak is within sight and that the government may, at some point in the future, we presume, be ready to mark that out. But at present, China is trying to avoid setting a peak date. That's one of the key elements in the upcoming Copenhagen summit. So it has to be taken as this particular minister's individual point of view, but interesting nonetheless.
The Guardian's among 56 papers around the world publishing the same editorial today. It's an unprecedented step. And it says history's judgment of this generation will be shaped by the next 14 days. I mean, can you give us some idea of the importance of this summit in Copenhagen?
The Copenhagen conference is absolutely momentous in that it's trying to redraw the way the world does business, the way humans carry out their activities for the next 40 years. The only thing that's probably come close to something this ambitious was probably the equivalent of the Versailles or the Potsdam conferences that followed made the wars. And on those occasions, what the negotiators did, what the leaders did, was they pretty much carved up the world and divided up the territory between the most powerful countries at the time. On this occasion, it's different. They're not trying to carve up bits of territory. What they're trying to do is set out how much carbon each country can consume, basically, over certain periods, so by 2020, then by 2030, and eventually up to 2050. And of course, to a large extent, the amount of carbon that a country is able to burn will determine its potential for economic growth and the livelihoods of its people. It will also determine how much of an incentive, how much pressure there is on that country to try to find a new model of growth, to move towards renewable energy, towards clean transport and smart grids, all these things that we hope will be part of a cleaner, safer future.
The world's response to the climate emergency has been pretty feeble so far. Do you think that world leaders and their negotiators will be able to rise to the challenge at Copenhagen?
Frankly, it doesn't look good. The way governments operate hasn't really changed. Politicians in any country, whether it's democratic or even in countries like China, feel that, of course, they have to keep the living standards of their people at a higher and higher level each year. And so when they go into Copenhagen, the most effective thing they could do is actually announce constraints on how much carbon they're going to use. But that's a terrifying prospect if it means that living standards might decline. So there will be movements in lots of different directions, but whether leaders will be strong enough to take really tough measures looks like a distant prospect. And in particular, we know already that the Copenhagen conference will not produce a legally binding document. It will not completely replace the Kyoto Protocol. And instead, we're going to have some sort of political statement with a series of targets and perhaps even numbers for how much money rich nations will give poor nations to adapt. But it won't be the really solid legal document that had been hoped for at the start of the year.